This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. On Tuesday, the Huron County Board of Commissioners convened to review measures regarding solar and battery storage development across county. A central focus was whether to reduce the total acreage available for such projects, with the consensus indicating that current ordinances do not impose specific limitations by township. Commissioners announced the formation of new proposals for solar battery storage set to be reviewed by the Planning Commission. This action followed input from community members present at the meeting, where residents voiced concerns about past wind energy developments, highlighting previously unforeseen environmental issues associated with their decommissioning. Attendees urged leadership to prioritize the county's remaining farmland and environmental resources before further expansion of energy infrastructure. The board also heard clarifications on the function of battery storage systems, noting these facilities are intended primarily to store grid electricity, be it conventional wind or solar, to ensure reliable supply regardless of renewable generation. Additionally, calls were made for increased transparency regarding commissioner compensation and recusal when conflicts of interest arise. No final decisions were made. The board will await the Planning Commission's recommendations before taking any further action. And the Village of Sebring residents should be aware Sebring Light and Water will be flushing hydrants and exercising valves throughout the village Monday, September 22nd through Friday, October the 3rd. For any questions or concerns, residents are advised to contact the Sebring Light and Water office at 989-883-2700. And some new hires will be filling open positions in Tuscola County offices. The request of Prosecutor Erica Wall to hire Rosemary Kubitz to fill the vacant assistant prosecutor position at Step Zero for $50,000 was approved. Approval was also given to fill position as a full-time position in the prosecutor's office, contingent upon a favorable background check, drug screen, and physical. Tuscola County's Dispatch Center Director, John Ramirez, requests to hire Nicole McMullen and Remington Luff to fill the vacant positions as full-time dispatchers pending satisfactory background checks as well as drug screens and physicals as they are approved. They'll each start at Step 1 pay rate of $19.14 per hour. Also, Sheriff Ryan Robinson's request to hire Raylan Sonnenberg as a full-time corrections deputy was approved. The new hire will start at Step 1 with a $21.95 per hour pay rate. That's been a look at your local and regional news. Now a word from our sponsor, Thumb Bank & Trust.
Hi, this is Matt Ross, Ag Lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. We want to wish all our local farmers a safe and successful harvest season. When it comes to your farm, you need a bank you can trust. A bank you can rely on with local, familiar faces. We are your local community bank with a team of ag lenders who will work with you to help your farming operation succeed. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, buy new machinery, or even refinance existing debt, let our team of ag lenders help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at your farm. Thumb Bank & Trust is committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our Pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust has been helping local farmers since 1895.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
David C. Block, 69 years old, of Cass City, died on Saturday, September 20th, in his home. He was born May 21st, 1956, in Deckerville. His funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, at Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City. Interment will be in St. Peter's and Paul Cemetery in Ruth, and memorials may be made to the Deckerville Education Foundation. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday the 27th in Cran's Funeral Home of Cass City.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have seven models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Well, President Donald Trump has returned to the UN to boast his second-term foreign policy achievements and lash out at the world body as a feckless institution. He also warned Europe it would be ruined if it didn't turn away from its double-tailed monster or ill-conceived migration and green energy policies. World leaders listened closely to his Tuesday remarks at the UN General Assembly, as Trump has already moved quickly to diminish U.S. support for the world body in his first 8 months in office. After his speech, Trump met with Secretary General Antonio Guterres and told the top U.N. official that the U.S. is behind the global body 100% amid fears among members that he's edging towards a full retreat. And Estonia is extending a fence along its border with Russia and building anti-tank ditches and bunkers in preparation for a potential conflict with Moscow. But those defenses won't guard against the threat it and its NATO allies face from Russian drones and electronic warfare. A recent drone incursion into Poland highlighted gaps in NATO's air defenses. Defense ministers from several European Union countries plan to meet Friday to discuss creating a drone wall of sorts along the bloc's eastern border. However, officials say defending against drones is complex and requires affordable and mass-produced technology. They say rapid advancement in drone technology pose additional challenges and that NATO nations need to improve quickly to address those threats. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Near mirror on the wall. Whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.